Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It is 4 o'clock on a beautiful, absolutely gorgeous summer-like Wednesday in New York City. The Yankees are going to play game 3 of their series with the Baltimore Orioles down I-95. What they did last night was hilarious. Home run, home run, home run, out, home run. That's the way to begin a baseball game right there.
It's almost, second time it's happened this year. We remembered earlier against Nestor.
Yes.
With the Brewers. The only thing that was different, this one took 5 pitches.
Yes, it was quicker.
3 pitches.
That's right. The quicker one was earlier. And not only that, it's the second time it's happened this year. It's the second time it's happened in Yankee history. It had never happened until this season.
That's right.
Beginning games with back-to-back-to-back home runs. The negative was Jazz Chisholm. Jazz, after the midst of all these home runs, took a swing, and clearly something was wrong with him. Stayed in, finished the at-bat, tripled, and then came out of the game. And then after the game, Jazz is like, I'm good, don't worry. And Booney's like, he may go to the IL. Mm. So very mixed messages on Jazz Chisholm, but it was funny, and you pointed this out to me because I didn't notice it last night, but after Jazz Chisholm rips the triple while he was clearly hurt with his side injury, Joe Girardi made the point, it looks like he actually made a lighter swing.
He made a much less aggressive uppercut swing, which I think could be a turning point in Jazz's season.
Once he's playing.
Because he legitimately is turning into Gleyber Torres. That is, swinging for the fence with every single cut he takes at the baseball. But because of his right lat that I think was the issue, he slowed down his swing, took a more level cut, ripped a double or triple, I should say, down the right field line. And it was mentioned on the broadcast, and he was right. You don't need to swing hard.
So this,
and by the way, Jazz, you don't need to hit 30 home runs this year.
No.
There are plenty of guys on this team that are going to hit home runs. You don't need to.
Absolutely. You're more valuable hitting for a higher 100%. Average, getting on base more, stealing bases, than hitting 35 home runs. Now, when you hear something, Sean, from Aaron Boone, certainly let us know if there's any update. We do know he's not in the lineup tonight. The Yankee lineup will feature the return of Paul Goldschmidt as a leadoff hitter against the left-hander Povich.
We have the running tally?
I do. You want me to check the running tally right now?
Yes, the running tally. I love Trent Grisham up there.
Yeah, well, he's crushing it. He's actually batting second today. The running tally, if we include today, Paul Goldschmidt will lead off for the 10th time. Mm-hmm. Ben Rice has done it 14 times. Trent Grisham has done it 5 times. And now Austin Wells has done it twice.
Right.
So currently Ben Rice with the lead, but Goldie leads off today. It's Goldie, Grisham, and Judge, 1-2-3. Ben Rice, the cleanup hitter. Volpe, Wells, Pablo Reyes at second base. Dominguez in left, and Oswald Peraza bats ninth and plays third base.
So that's good. I like Ben Rice. You said Ben Rice is behind Judge.
Yes.
Yes. So on my tally, I'm counting the walks.
Yes.
Evan is counting all batting averages behind Judge. I'm just counting the walks.
Yes.
Aaron Judge walked twice last night. He had Ben Rice had a single, and then a hit by pitch.
All right, productive.
Top of the fourth, top of the fifth, single, hit by pitch when Judge walks ahead of them.
Ben Rice went 3 for 5 and scored 4 runs yesterday, so he was very productive yesterday as the protection for Aaron Judge, which they haven't had a lot of this season.
No, they have not.
On the other side, the Mets are rolling. It is incredible what is going on at Citi Field, and it actually hit me last night, and it started with Sean Morash. He put the seed in my head because yesterday before the show, we're sitting around, we're like, hey, how do you want to approach the program today? And Sean comes in, and he's like, I think the Mets are the story. And I'm like, wow, I disagree with you. I mean, I'm a diehard Met fan. You know I love them, but I don't think the Mets are the story. He's like, I got to tell you, Ev, I think there's more juice right now for the Mets than there would be for the Knicks. So he said that. I obviously disagreed with him. We had that nice conversation off air, and I moved on from my day. And then everything changed last night. Mm. And you may ask me, well, what happened? What changed last night?
The Knicks lost?
Nope.
The Mets won?
The Mets did win, but no, that didn't change things. Mm. What changed
they
things?
They have a bullpen day today?
Has nothing to do with the baseball.
John Mayer threw out a first pitch?
John Mayer threw out the first pitch, contributed.
Juan Soto went 0 for 3 again?
Juan Soto 0 for 3,
oh,
nothing
I got
to do.
It. Legendary WFAN update anchor Bob Huser was in the stands.
Oh, that's definitely Knicks of a guy with a green face, which, I did
which
not
was
get
odd
at all.
Yes.
Seems
like a random pairing.
SNY did show Bob Huser last night. Hello, SNY. That was not it. What changed it, which made me say to myself, I think Sean's right, was not just the juice of the crowd, but Tom Hanks was there scoring the game. Tom Hanks wasn't was courtside really? At Madison Square Garden. Judd Apatow wasn't courtside at Madison Square Garden. John Mayer wasn't courtside at Madison Square Garden.
You know why?
They were at Citi Field. And not only that, CP, the franchise, great respectful Knick fan, says the Garden was dead. He said the Garden was whack last night. Guess what wasn't whack last night? Mm. Guess what was jumping like it was a club and Loogie was on meth? Citi Field.
40,000?
Molly, not meth.
Molly. My apologies. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, you don't want to be on meth in a club.
Dude, he'd be in a corner somewhere.
Oh.
Like a street corner.
So you want to know.
Breaking Bad here?
I know.
That, it just shows my lack of knowledge when it comes to drugs.
Sure.
But the point is, Citi Field was jumping. Mm. The Garden was quiet. And I'm starting to think Sean may have a point. Now, I admit, I'm confused about this because I'm a Met fan. I'm not a Knick fan. Sean hates everybody. But do you guys agree with the sentiment that right now, Al and Jerry do a great job of buzz, no buzz with NFL games. I'd like to borrow this for just a brief second. Is there more buzz for the Mets than the New York Knicks right now?
The Mets have the best record in baseball. They do not have double-digit losses yet, and they don't lose at home. I mean, it's happened one time.
13-1.
13-1.
Who's counting?
Your record at going to games, 7-1.
7-0.
7-0.
I have not seen a loss yet.
Me and Tommy are 1-0.
Yes.
Sean is 0-0.
Yeah, tonight making my Mets debut. I got to be there.
You also have an Eating Morash tonight.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
is correct.
Yep.
You have to make sure that you yep. fulfill that for us, please.
Yes.
So, I mean, they are a hot ticket at home because they don't lose.
So the Mets have more juice in the middle of April than the Knicks do in the postseason.
I think, interestingly, there's more faith in the Mets going on a run than there is on the Knicks going on a run.
Now, Tommy, you would be the most independent person in this because you are a Met fan and you are a Knick fan. And I did notice, I pointed this out earlier, not that it tells the whole story, but you tweeted multiple times about the Mets last night, only one thing about the Knicks. Mm. So that leads me to believe that you, as a representative of the Met-Knick community, would agree with the sentiment that right now, even though it's only April 30th, there is more buzz around the New York Mets than the New York Knicks.
The Met fan loves this Mets team. I think the Knick fan is like hate watching the basketball team.
Mm,
so I think that's leading a lot to the buzz. Off of last year with the Mets, all the good vibes, they get off to this great start. There is a lot of great positive energy around the Mets right now. And the Knicks, it's almost like, well, even if they get by this series, Boston's going to kill us.
Right. 35,000, by the way, at the ballpark. Last
yeah.
Year.
Yeah.
Big numbers.
Look,
big number.
I don't like either the Knicks or the Mets.
I know.
But if you log on to social media on a night like last night, the Diamondbacks and Mets and the Knicks playing, it's not a shot at the Knicks, and it doesn't mean nobody's talking about them.
Yeah.
But Citi Field is the place to be in New York.
It's
right
electric.
Now. It's electric. Yeah. It's undeniable. If I'm walking into, this has happened. Walking
what about
through
the Yankees?
I think the Yankees are just kind of steady, a nice, friendly, boring, under the radar, winning a lot of games. Yeah. Doesn't mean, but right now, City Field is juice. I'm telling you right now, I will push a shopping cart down Target. People come up to me. The only thing they're asking me about is, what do you think of the Mets? What do you think of the Mets? That has never happened in my life.
Right.
Never.
It's always the other way.
Let's go Mets!
Interesting.
And what I mean by that is two people came up to me at Target. You know?
Wow.
But no Knicks, Mets.
Interesting.
By the way, the Mets tonight are using an opener because they want to continue to have Kodai Senga to have extra rest. So Brandon Waddell will pitch most of the game, but he's not starting the game. Who is starting the game tonight?
Barbizon. How do you say his name? Barbizon, whatever his name. I call him Barbizon.
Barbizon. Waskar Brazaban is making the start today for Barbizon. The New York Mets.
What could he be thinking?
Who, Joe?
Barbizon.
I mean, it's a complicated name.
Barbizon. Isn't there...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Barbazole.
Oh, yeah, it's shaving cream.
Yeah,
Barbazole.
Barbazole. Yes. Barbazole. How would you say his name? Barbazole, whatever his name. I call him Barbazole.
Could you see Joe purposely using Barbazole because Gillette's the name of the Patriots stadium?
Yes, definitely.
It's very possible.
My penis looked bigger.
Mets Diamondbacks out tonight at City Field.
And a quick Met prediction because I will be in the building.
Oh, we're losing tonight. It's a lock.
No.
I'm
in the building tonight, first Met game of the year.
Dude, don't put that on Sean.
No, that's not what I'm going at. I'm going to tell you right now. Because it's happening. Juan Soto's hitting his first City Field home run.
It's plus 430 on the FanDuel Sports app. Let's go right now.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. I would say, and only do this responsibly if you can,
yes.
I would parlay Soto home run, Mets loss. I would.
What kind of bet is that?
What kind of bet is that? What's wrong with you, Evan?
Nothing's wrong with me because Sean's in the building.
That's such a negative, like, mentality.
Well, hold on. I'm going to get this negative stuff.
You're not watching the Nets. You're not watching the Jets.
Trust me, I know. You are watching
the Mets.
Okay.
They have the best record in baseball.
I am aware.
What, a game? Two games?
Only a game.
Game and a half.
The Dodgers are 20-10 very quietly.
God, how quickly did they just jump back to the top of the West?
They've been playing well all year, even though they're losing every pitcher known to man to injury. But no, it's not about being negative. It's about the fact that baseball is a streaky game. They're 21-9. They're going to cool off, bro. They're going to lose some games at Citi Field. Like, I mean, that's not being negative. It's just the reality of baseball. And I want to warn the Met fan, calm down. Like, it's not going to be the end of the world. What they've done a great job of doing is avoid any kind of losing streak.
Yeah.
But it's baseball. It's a long-ass season, as Aaron Boone once said, famously. So I'm not being negative when I say, they're probably going to lose tonight. They're probably going to lose tonight because, A, Sean Morass is in the building. That's number one. Number two, they're 13-1 at home. Are they finishing 80-81 at home? Also, pitching-wise, you figure even though the Mets have great career numbers against Corbin Burns, he's due to give you your first Diamondback win. They're using a bulk guy in Brandon Waddell, unless the pitching lab's working another miracle. Guy hasn't pitched in the major leagues in 4.5 years. Mm. Like, I'm just being logical to say the bet I would make. In fact, screw it. I'm going to make it. I'm going to back it up. I'm going to parlay a Juan Soto home run for Sean, so we stick it to Sean a little bit. First inning, by the way.
Sean's going to do the same.
Are you doing the same thing?
I'm not betting a Mets loss, but I am betting. I've already bet the Soto homer. Tweeted it out. We're there.
Why would you bet the Mets loss?
Because I don't fully believe, Evan. I told you. I don't think they're relinquishing the NL East. Mm. Instead of being a hater all year, I'm just grabbing onto the tracks. I'm embracing it. This Mets team is special.
All right. It is a plus 1,007 if you parlay Diamondbacks win Soto home run. So that means a $10 bet would win me $100. There you go. I'm going to do it. I'm not rooting for it. I want to be wrong. I want the Mets to win.
And as the Mets lead, Evan, I'll be sitting next to him, will continue to bet the Diamondbacks.
My emotional hedging.
Hedging, layering, and hedging.
I don't like to call it hedging. It's emotional insurance. That's what I like to call it. Okay. Let's go to Ronnie in Manhattan. How are you, Ronnie?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Getting ready to head out to Citi Field tonight. Don't worry. I won't predict a no-hitter this time. I learned my lesson. I don't think Brazabon's going to pitch a no-hitter. But back to the Knicks. I have two ideas on how Tibbs could have stopped the clock. The first is, Tommy, you were talking about Curb Your Enthusiasm before, when Larry David in one of the episodes accidentally tripped Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
Tibbs could have stuck his leg out and, gotten a little busy that way. So that's one idea. The second idea is, and Evan, I thought this was going to be your idea when you first came on the air. Couldn't he have just, gotten a technical foul, walk up to the ref and just insulted the guy's wife? I don't understand.
I think it goes back, though, to the same issue with fouling, which was the other option, is you don't want to give points away.
Right.
Every possession matters, hence why you don't want to call the timeout. Every point matters, which is why you don't want to give a foul or have a T called on you. You don't want to give anything away, which is why my idea is the most bulletproof one, which is have Deuce McBride on offense throw the ball off the leg of an unsuspecting Cade Cunningham. He's not going to see it coming.
Yeah, that's one of those plays that you don't ever think about until it happens. It's just never you should do this in this situation. It's the only time I ever think about it or see it is when someone's getting ready to fall out of bounds and they notice someone's foot unawares, and they throw it and they hit it off and they keep possession despite being in turnover position.
But here's what confuses me. I've watched a lot of basketball in my life. I watch every game my team plays. I watch almost every game the Knicks play. So if you average that out over the 30 years I've been watching basketball, it's a big number. With that said, as big as that number is, Tom Thibodeau is coached many more than that.
Of course.
Whether it's at the high school level, the college level, as an assistant in the NBA, as a kid, as someone who was never picked for his basketball team. He's experienced everything.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me there's never been a sequence, maybe not in a playoff game, where you're like, damn, I need to find a way to steal a dead ball situation where I can make a substitution?
Well, clearly not.
Well, that's unbelievable to me. Well, the fact I thought of this last night and no coach has, I'm not that smart, bro.
The problem is there's no way to search that. How do you search up whether or not Tom Thibodeau is a player, or not a player, but, coaching in high school, college, NBA, has he ever had a situation where you have one timeout and you need to get somebody at the scores table into the game. There's no way to search
I don't even just mean Tom, but how about anybody? Like, you have to coach for every scenario. And so, yeah, you don't expect this, but shouldn't there be kind of in the back of your index card of ideas, hey, this is a good backup plan?
I mean, it's had to have happened. I just have no idea how to figure out what happened in that, how the coach coached in that situation.
Let's go to Nick in Greenwich, Connecticut. How you doing today, Nick?
Hey, guys, how are you? I was probably at one of the most famous debacle game fives 22 years ago. I don't know if you got, obviously you're too young to remember Evan and the rest of the guys. That was game five where the Knicks missed 15 free throws against Chicago.
Yeah. I was young. I
ended up being the promo guy for basketball for WFAN because of that.
Really?
No, seriously.
Wow.
Back in the day, they used to have, we're talking football, and then they would play a clip of a guy talking football. I was the basketball guy for 3 years.
Really? Because of that game? Because you called in complaining about all the Knicks missed free throws?
Yes, I said, yes. My clip said, let me see if I can remember, something to the effect, if the Knicks would just make their free throws, they wouldn't be in this predicament.
That's you.
And that was it.
I think I
that
remember
was me.
That, growing up listening to this radio station. Well, it's an honor to speak to you.
That was me. That was Nick from White Plains back then.
Good for you, man.
Nice.
But anyway, I agree with everything about Thibodeau. I think he's over his head when it comes to the playoffs. He could be a good regular season coach, just like I think Boone could be a great regular season guy. Same thing.
Well, he got to the World Series. I mean,
man. Yeah, but he choked. He brought in Nestor when he shouldn't have brought in Nestor.
No, that's true.
That's a big choke there.
That's a huge one.
Okay. And you know what? That's what Boone, unfortunately, may be remembered for.
Yeah.
And Tom Thibodeau, throughout his NBA coaching career in Chicago, in Minnesota, and now in New York, has never been a coach in which you feel his brain, his acumen, his strategy can out-coach an Eric Spoelstra.
Right.
Or even in this case, out-coach a J.B. Bickerstaff or Joe Mazzulla next week. Like, that's not who he is. And there's going to come a moment, and I know a lot of Knicks fans are getting there slowly. Some are there, some aren't there yet, where you say, Tom's a wonderful head coach, but he ain't it.
Right.
And that's an uncomfortable conversation because you're not disrespecting him as a coach. You believe he's a good coach, but he ain't it.
Well, it's kind of like, it's what Kendrick said. Knicks fans are starting to get to the point where, like, this is, something's off in the postseason. When things are really high pressure, his brain isn't working right, or his coaching senses aren't quite firing at the fast enough cylinder. And so you end up getting in these situations that are painfully obvious what needs to be done, and he doesn't do them. And you lose games. And if you lose this series, it's going to get real. Like, I think fans will quit on him if they lose this series.
Oh, yeah, I think you can't come back from it.
Absolutely.
Fair or
not,
because I think it's not just losing to Detroit. It would be blowing a 3-1 lead,
yes.
And it would be the image of what happened at the end of Game 5.
Yes.
And that's a point where you are as a franchise. And I think you hit on it earlier, Tommy, on why there's buzz for the Mets and for the Knicks right now. It's you hate watch the team. That may happen to the Mets in a year or two. Yeah, Sean said that. I think you both guys were right about that. Eventually, the novelty runs off. Eventually, a 50-win season just doesn't do anything for you. Eventually, a 95-win season doesn't do anything for you. And it's all about, are you winning me a championship? Knicks fans are getting there. Met fans are not. We're still in the honeymoon phase. We're like, oh my God, we're 21-9. This was crazy.
But even this Mets team is more likable, and I think the fans are behind them more than the team that won 100 games, blew the division, and Annalise is over. So I think that this incarnation of the Knicks team, there was a lot of people that came into it not liking it. They didn't like the Bridges trade. Mm. They thought Cat was soft, and now they're seeing it get played out in front of their eyes,
well,
everything
okay.
they thought.
But one thing about...
I was right. This team is this, that, right. and the other. They're gutless. They're soft.
I think you're kind of wrong about the Met team, because I think we've all changed history because of how it ended. I think in 2022, that team was very much like... I'm not saying like this team. This team is unique because of OMG leading into the addition of Soto and then a great start.
Right.
So this one's on another level. I'm not comparing it.
Yeah.
But what I do want to say is people love the 2022 Mets. What happened was the ending. Mm. The ending was so bad and so grotesque, not just Atlanta, but San Diego, and then to follow it up by crapping the bed the entire year in 23, yeah. I think our memory of 2022 and the way Met fans felt about that team is actually different than if you popped in the middle of July as the Mets were cruising to 100-win season.
You forget all of those moments, though. You forget those July moments, those early season moments.
It got ruined.
It just got ruined. And so as great as they were and surprising the hell out of everybody, we had winning 100 games, you know, I don't even remember. Like, I don't remember what those games were like because you just remember the end. And then the next season was horrendous for both teams, by
which,
the way.
Which is a part of right. it. Like, what made the 22 Met team remembered so badly was the ending, and then they followed it up with a horrible season. What's making this Met team on the other level is OMG was one of the most beloved Met teams ever. Mm-hmm. Then they add Juan Soto. Sure, they lost the OMG part. And so far, they're 21-9.
And I think
and it's amazing.
And I think most Met fans, as optimistic as they were outwardly, they know, all right, this is the Mets. The encore after last year, they signed Soto, is they're going to have a horrible April. And they didn't do that. They actually had a great April.
Right. Speaking of which, I want you to hold that thought, because when we come back, we will get back to your calls. A lot of Knicks fans, Met fans, Yankee fans. But Steve Cohen, the owner of the New York Mets, said something the other day about Met fans and the history and how negative we are that I think you will be very intrigued by. We will get to that coming up. The toll-free number is 888-808-1019, and the New Jersey Devils season is over. Evan and Tiki here on the Fan. I'm heading out to the city tonight with Sean Morash, so definitely say hi to Sean because he's going to be eating food. Have you decided yet what kind of food you want to eat at Citi Field? Of course, we have a running series here called Eating Morash where we go to all the different arenas. We've been at UBS. We've been at MetLife Stadium. Mm-hmm. Tonight we go to Citi Field. We usually take the recommendations of people out there on what they suggest Sean should eat, and he gives us a full review.
He's fat!
Well, that's not nice. I'm not saying that.
I have certain things I don't eat, but it's one of those things I can't rattle off.
What don't you eat? What do you mean you don't eat? Like, what don't you eat?
I don't eat tuna fish, which I can't imagine that would ever happen. I don't eat pickles.
Can you imagine tuna fish at a ballpark?
Yeah, I can. Evan.
Unless you're packing yourself.
Yeah.
like me.
Anything that has pickles on, I need pickles off or I will throw up. Other than that, I'm pretty open to most. Sure. I don't eat anything with actual mustard on it.
Okay.
So I don't eat pastrami, so that's out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I've gotten a lot of suggestions already because Citi Field is probably, of all the arenas and stadiums in this local area, Citi Field is probably most known for their food than any other building in this area.
I'm looking forward to it.
Say it again.
The dogs and the nachos that I had when you took me?
Yes.
Outstanding.
You could go basic. I mean, you could go that. Like, they sell nachos inside a Mets helmet, which I think is pretty badass. I think adds to the flavor. Yeah. So you could go, like, basic. You can go crazy. Like, if you go out to the Shea Bridge out there in right field, they got everything. I mean, they got stuff I didn't even know that they made. So there's a lot of food options for the Citi Field edition of Eating Morash.
Well, I don't know, over the next hour, you collect the best five from listeners, and, you know, 5:30, we'll present them, and we'll pick some.
Sounds good. So if you have suggestions, you can tweet. I'm not going to check the mentions, so don't bother. You can call in 888-808-1019, or I got a better way. You can email me, therico@gmail.com. That's a direct access, and I'll see it immediately.
I think much like the Ranger Islander game we went to,
yes.
Maybe we'll say between the top half and the bottom half of the third inning, I'll go out there with somebody.
Now, I want to make that clear. You're going out there with somebody because I ain't missing any pitches.
So, spoiler alert, Evan has hired two people that work behind the scenes to come to the game tonight, so he doesn't have to go with me.
Hold on a second.
So, he doesn't have to stop keeping score of the game. You will not meet Evan Roberts.
I get that.
Thank you.
That's important, Evan.
Thank you. It's important to me. I didn't hire anybody. When we went to the game 2 weeks ago, I took Tiki, Loogie, and it was supposed to be Sean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
While I was threatening Tommy that I'd put him in a ticket timeout, I promised Rami, who did a great job that day on the board, hey, I'll take you. When Sean canceled, I forgot to ask Rami, and I asked Pete Hoffman. Mm-hmm. So between Rami and Paul Rosenberg, who does a great job filling in, I figured, let me bring Rami to a game. Let me bring Rosie to a game.
The other guys.
And let me bring Sean to the game since he missed the last one. To do anything with your food.
Let me bring Sean to the game so the other two I don't have to have awkward conversation with. And I can sit with Sean.
Those guys. In the case of Rosie, I can't say Rami because I haven't hung out with him yet, but he seems like a good dude. I've taken Rosie to games. I've been to more games with Rosie than I have Loogie. He's a good dude. So don't turn this on me. You know my problem around here, Teak?
What's that?
When I do nice things, and quite frankly, I do more nice things than almost anybody.
No, you're right.
Because
you're the only one with season tickets.
That's true. They're always taken. Like, I get pizza for people, and it's like, you didn't get enough, and the pizza sucks. I take you to a game. You're just taking me there to hire me. Like, I can't do nice things and have people say, hey, that's cool, thank you. It always has to turn into something douchey.
I hear you. No, look, you're right.
Getting sick of this around here.
I get it.
Start banning everybody.
Evan has season tickets, but he also needs to, just for his own mental health, score the game.
I want to watch the game.
So?
That's it.
Do it yourself, Sean.
Yeah, do it yourself. What the hell do you need me for?
I didn't say I needed you. I was just stating to everybody that when we pick the spot, you can come watch me do Eating More Ash, but don't expect to meet Evan because he's got to put a pencil on a piece of paper.
Well, but trust me, as Tiki knows, plenty of people come over and meet us anyway. Right. It does not matter.
It's all good.
It's all
fine. People wanted to meet Evan than they wanted to meet me.
That's not true.
Sign and Rico shirt.
I did sign a Rico shirt that day. By the way, the emails are flowing in on recommendations for what Sean should eat at Eating More Astronaut at Citi Field, but we'll get into that coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Let me get to Steve Cohen real quick. So Steve did an interview the other day with the great John Heyman.
Mm-hmm.
We played one of the clips the other day with Pete Alonso.
Yep, he doesn't want him.
He was asked about sustained success. First of all, I'm not going to let that pass. He does want him, okay? Don't make me refight our argument from yesterday. He doesn't want to deal with it right now.
Yes, that's what I meant.
So he was asked about sustained success, which is something we as Met fans are really thirsty for.
Right.
Because this is a franchise that has only made the playoffs in back-to-back years twice. And around those visits, there were long stretches without making the playoffs. The Mets are on the verge, if they make the playoffs this season, long way to go, of not only making the playoffs in back-to-back seasons, but making the playoffs for the third time in 4 years, mm-hmm. something they've never even come close to doing in their franchise's history. And they're doing it with Steve Cohen as owner. Now, I do want to point out, especially for our older listeners, I understand the playoff format is different. Like, I get that. It is easier to make the playoffs in 2025 than it was in 1987. So I acknowledge that different era. But this is sustained success that we want. So Steve was asked about getting the sustained success and then the history that the Mets have of not getting there. Listen to Steve's answer, and that's the context, because I think if I play this clip without context, people will hate Steve Cohen. So the context is sustained success. Mets haven't had a lot of it. Are we on our way?
I just want to be a record. I couldn't care less about the history, okay? I mean, it's irrelevant to me. It means nothing, okay? And so this is, you know, a new regime, a new man, beliefs in how we operate. And I like the direction we're going in. And a lot of great people in this organization. And we still have a ways to go to continue to build the infrastructure. It doesn't happen just in a couple of years. And so, but we're definitely making progress, and I think you're seeing it. And so I think it's a great combination of great talent. You know, obviously we have the ability to spend. And so, you know, fans are a little bit, I describe it as they have PTSD. You know, they've had, a tough road over a long period of time. But, I don't have it, and I don't think that way. Mm. And I'm going to put the best product I can on the field.
So what he is saying is, blame the Wilpons, don't blame me. Is basically what he's saying.
About the history.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, but wasn't he a fan, or isn't he a fan?
Yes, he claims that he was growing up as a Met fan. I believe him. I don't say claims in a negative way.
Yeah.
So you're saying that he kind of...
Why doesn't he feel that then?
Here's what I think this is about, that answer. Because again, you hear that comment without context, and Steve Cohen saying, I don't care about the history, I could care less.
Right.
And you're like, wait, did Jeff just rebuy the team and take down any mention of the Mets? Mm. That's not what he's saying. I think what he's saying is, any issues you have with the past, which you could have...
Right.
Has nothing to do with me. Judge me on 2021 and beyond, because that's when he took over. And so that's what I think that answer was about.
Yes.
And I think he's right about a lot of what he says. It's kind of why Tommy created Positive Tommy. A lot of Met fans still to this day have what Steve described.
Right.
Which is, what do you say?
PTSD.
PTSD.
Yes.
And he's not wrong.
Like, of course not. Because you expect negativity to happen.
I will never doubt you again.
But it shouldn't be on your radar right now.
Right.
Because you know that, he's going to spend the money. Two, he's built this pitching lab, which seems to be unflappable. And they're having success. It took some time. Like, I think he wanted it to happen. What did he say? He's going to win a championship in 5 years?
No, this is it.
Whatever it is. But
this is the fifth year.
I know it is. But you know what I mean. That was reset, I believe, when he got rid of or traded off those older assets. Your favorite pitchers in the history of Major League Baseball. But those, I feel like he's just smarter about it. Instead of being that impulsive fan, he's smartly building a franchise to the point we started talking about that's sustainable.
Yeah, it's okay to not care about the team's history. in terms of losing. The only thing you need to understand is why we are the way we are.
At the fan base.
The fan base.
Yes.
Like, I don't blame...
But he's a fan, so he knows that.
Right, and he does know that. But when he says, I don't care about it, it's more in line of, that's not my fault.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to hear about what you did wrong in letting Jose Reyes walk or Daryl Strawberry walk because I had nothing to do with it.
Right.
I let Jacob DeGrom walk. That's a different situation.
By the way, I can understand that because that would get very frustrating when people start referencing history as a reason why the Mets can't have success now. Right? History says, well, screw history.
Nonsense.
I don't care about that history. That wasn't me. I was a fan, but that wasn't me. Judge me by what I do. And what my regime does.
Let me judge Steve Cohen by what he's done. And these are simple facts. This is his fifth year owning the team. Barring a disaster, and it would be if the Mets missed the playoffs, they're going to make the playoffs for the third time in the 5 years that Steve Cohen owns the team. There is no period of time in Met history in which they've done that. I get it. The playoff format was different. I understand all that. The bottom line is October baseball for the third time in 5 years if this season doesn't become a disaster.
Right.
I have to throw that in there.
They've turned the corner as a franchise. This is the best position the Mets have ever been in our lifetime.
100%.
They are in the best hands. Yeah. They are going to be good for a very, very, very long time. They have everything in place.
I would agree with 80% of what you said. I don't know what the future holds. They could end up losing 90 games next year. But for right now, they feel like they're in the best place they've ever been.
Well, here's why I don't think they would win 90 games. Do they have an owner that wants to spend?
Yeah, but in 2023, they had a terrible season. Like, it can happen. It's baseball.
But
crazy crap
You
happens,
believe in
bro.
The manager. You believe in the GM. You I believe do. In the owner. So you believe in the infrastructure.
I absolutely do.
So more times than not, they're going to win a lot of games because of that infrastructure.
I agree with that. I agree. We're in a good place. We're in a good place. That's why Sean Morash suggested right now there's more buzz for the New York Mets than there are for the New York Knicks. And the Knicks are in the playoffs. Let's go to Steve in West Islip. How are you, Steve?
Hey, guys.
What's up, man?
So there's a multitude of reasons why the Mets are the hottest ticket right now. I mean, the Mets do have better food, even though, like, my personal opinion is to bring my own food to the game. I eat like a king there from my own house, you know what I mean?
And it's much cheaper.
Number two, the Knicks, yeah, way cheaper. And I've had some good sandwiches, I've had some good chips, I've had some good stuff. Number two, the Knicks are too expensive.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
For what it takes to walk into MSG and sit in the nosebleeds, I guess in the field level at Citi Field, you know?
Yeah. No, even with the Mets right now being a hot ticket and getting $35,000 a night.
That's a good point.
It's much more affordable to go to Citi Field than it is Madison Square Garden. Let's go to Pat in North Caldwell. What's up, Pat?
What's up, guys? I don't know what's more surprising, the Knicks losing last night or that Sean Morash said he doesn't like to eat certain foods.
That's funny.
Amanda, real quick on the Mets. Yeah, so what you're saying, there's still people out there. There's still, let me rephrase, there's still morons out there that think Steve Cohen, they complain, they say things, oh, he doesn't do enough. They're idiots. The Mets are on the best track out of any team in New York. They're going to be fine for a long time. The only thing I have to say about the team now is I'm concerned about the bullpen, Evan.
Yeah.
Is Minter out for the year?
Is who, A.J. Minter?
A.J. Minter.
He's not officially out for the year, but they're
Sounds
worried
like it.
That he may be. Yeah,
yeah
that
we
he may
heard from
surgery.
Carlos Mendoza yesterday. He didn't pull any punches or try to obfuscate in any way. He basically said, you know, we shut him down. We sent him down. We're talking about surgery, and if he has surgery, he flat out said he'll be done for the year.
Yeah, so it certainly sounds like it could turn into that negative. So here are your options. Brooks Raley should be back in a month. The Mets brought him back just a couple days ago. He's coming off Tommy John surgery. David Robertson, the former Met, the former Yankee,
is
still out there in free agency.
Is he 40?
I think he's 40. Can you look that up, Sean? I think he just turned 40. But he's also one of those guys with his changeup that gets left-handers out.
Right.
So he could actually be an effective weapon out of the bullpen.
He is 40.
He is 40.
Wow.
And then, yeah, at the trade deadline, I think if we had to surmise on April 30th, because we got a lot of time and a lot of things can happen, you're probably going to look at the Mets trying to add bullpen help. No doubt about it.
His first year in majors was the year after I retired.
Does that make you feel old or David feel old?
Hey, David feel old.
David feel old.
Dude's 10 years younger than me.
Hey, it costs you nothing. That's a good way to look at it.
That's true.
Greg is calling from Riverhead. What's up, Greg?
Hey, what's up, guys? Talking about Tibbs. I mean, I think he was a great hire at the time, but you're just seeing him getting exposed right now. You know, the rotation, not playing guys. With Brunson and Hart sitting on the sideline yesterday, not being able to get him in with a minute left in the game. He's great, but he is who he is. And he plays his short guys and all that kind of stuff. And I just think, unfortunately, right now, barring them beating the Celtics, he's probably going to get fired.
He's going to get fired. And I remember I made this prediction. I wrote this down in our little prediction chart. I don't say this laughing because I don't want him necessarily to get fired. He's not going to be the head coach within the next 2 years. He's going to be gone. And the reason he's going to be gone is eventually when you don't break through the glass ceiling. And for the Knicks, that glass ceiling isn't necessarily winning an NBA championship, but it's getting to a finals. It's getting to a conference finals. When you continue to bang your head against the same glass ceiling and you don't break through, you've got no choice but to fire the head coach.
Right. You have to move on because otherwise you're wasting the talent that you have.
Right.
Right. You built all of this equity by putting this team together and then you have no one to get them over the hump, and especially if it feels like the same thing every single year.
And so what are your options? So if the Knicks lose to Detroit, or let's say this occurs next year and they get knocked out in the second round by the Celtics, whatever it is, and you say, okay, we got to try something different. This isn't working. What are you doing? You're going to blow up the roster that you constructed that's only been together fully for a year? Or are you going to try a different head coach? The track record of the NBA says you're going to try a different head coach.
Yes.
That's just the reality. So whether it's this season or next season, he's not going to be long for the world unless they break through the glass ceiling, which right now they continue to bang their head against. Let's go to Alex in New Jersey. What's going on, Alex?
Hey, what's going on, Tiki and Evan? I'm a major fan of both of you. So
thank you, man.
I enjoy the guys all the time.
We appreciate it.
As far as, because I'm a fan of both, the Knicks and the Mets. And I'll tell you this. I root for my Knicks team, but I'm not in love with my Knicks team. I'm in love with my Mets team because every day you see that they're going out there and they're playing baseball. The Knicks look disinterested even in the playoffs. And it's difficult for you to root for a team like that, especially when I've been to like 4 or 5 Knicks games this year, and it does cost an arm and a leg, but there's many times that you look at the floor and they're like a chicken without a head.
Yeah.
I understand that. You know what I think we should do? And tell me how you think this would go.
It's interesting. Go ahead.
Sean Morash does not like the Knicks, does not like the Mets. Tommy loves the Knicks and loves the Mets. I think both of them, at the same exact time, should put up a simultaneous Twitter poll. What has more buzz right now, the Mets or the Knicks?
That's a good one.
And let's see what the results are.
See what happens.
Because Sean's got the people. Because if I put it up, it's not fair. Because you're going to be like, oh, the Mets are going to win. You're a Rico Bronya guy. You hate the Knicks or the coalition of Knick haters. Like, it won't be balanced. But Sean as a hater and Tommy as a lover, I think, is the perfect balance. So can you boys set up a simultaneous poll, set up and word it the exact same way?
All right.
Which has more buzz right now? The Mets or the Knicks, and I think that will be your definitive results. You okay with that?
Yep, I did it. Showing him what I tweeted.
All right, very good. What do you think is going to happen, Teague?
I think the Mets are winning.
How long did it take you to graduate?
How long does this have to be in worded? I mean, my goodness.
What's the matter, Tommy?
He starts it off with quick New York sports poll. Who gives a rat's ass? Why is that in there?
Because he thinks he has a national audience.
So the smugness. Some guy at Paducah that followed you from the DA show. Who cares?
Tommy, here's how we do it. Sean, can you copy and paste the way you worded it? Send it to Tommy, and so he can word it the exact same way.
Exactly.
That's it.
I've been accused of copying and pasting on Twitter, so no issues there.
Who would do such a thing? I'm just curious, because Sean is the hater of both teams. Tommy's the lover of both teams. So, we'll see the results.
I'm emailing it to you.
Okay. Can you do that yourselves?
Yeah, what? It's you were just talking about Tom Thibodeau.
Yes.
And it felt familiar what you were saying. So I don't know why I didn't think about this, but J.B. Bickerstaff was the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, he got fired.
But won 41 games. Yeah. He won 51 games, 44 games, 51, then 48. He just couldn't get over the hump.
Correct.
Gets fired. They hire, what's his name now?
Kenny Atkinson.
Kenny Atkinson. And look where they are.
I know.
One of the best teams in basketball.
There are a lot
and
of
the
examples
roster's the same.
Of this. Yes.
Roster's the same.
Yeah. I mean, they had Ty Jerome, but for the most part, no, it's the same roster. Yeah.
Cavaliers. I'm glad you recognize that. Wahoo wah.
Wahoo wah. By the way, you know who's going to have to Ty Jerome in free agency?
The Nets.
Yep. Poison pill the crap out of them. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to mention that stupid basketball team again. I was thinking earlier when Kendra called in about how fun it is to watch basketball when your team's not involved. I was kind of thinking, I wish the Nets just went away. Mm. Like, if they just disbanded. Like, they disbanded. Like, they didn't exist anymore.
Why?
And I could just watch basketball hating the Knicks. Like, that would be my only existence. I think I'd have a much better life. Like, I'd be more relaxed.
So who is Kendrick a fan of?
He's a Nets fan.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
So he's like you, but he has the ability to just kind of dismiss them.
Well, he didn't dismiss them. He said during the NBA playoffs, the way I am, we're watching basketball that doesn't involve our team. That's what he's saying.
Right.
And I'm saying, boy, wouldn't life be good if the Nets just went away?
Mm.
Like, just disappeared. Like, they didn't exist anymore. And then my basketball watching was just hate watching the New York Knicks.
You of little faith.
Oh, I've got little faith. Did you put the poll up yet, Tommy?
I did, but I worded it differently.
Why'd you word it differently?
Because his wording is horrible.
Oh, my God.
Tommy,
he doesn't like the New York whatever thing.
What the hell kind of wording is that? We're not doing a radio show in Idaho.
Oh, sorry, half my followers are from Idaho. What do you want me to tell you?
Well, mine aren't.
I mean, from the DA days.
Yeah.
I got
it. So mothership.
The way that Sean worded it was, quick New York sports poll, which team has more buzz right now? Tommy just said, which team has more buzz right now? I think that's fine. I don't think there's a difference with him differentiating between this is a New York poll versus not.
Mine's an early landslide, by the way.
Early landslide for whom?
70% Mets.
Really?
I have 88.6 Mets.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
The Mets are just kicking ass?
And like, you're the Knick guy.
I know.
Wow. There really is more buzz for the Mets than the Knicks. That's crazy.
Well, this is the mail-in. We'll got to see later on. You know,
no, I know. We got to wait for some other counties to get in.
This is the mail-in.
Never know what's going to happen. Sure. Let's go to Billy and Merrick. Good afternoon, Billy.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's good?
What's up, man?
I wanted to propose a hypothetical trade that I know can happen, but I just want to know your thoughts about it.
Yeah, I love hypothetical fake trades that can't happen. That turns me on. Go ahead.
It's Mets and Yankees trade.
Oh, yeah.
Would you think a Vientos for Dominguez trade, I think, would help.
Get the hell out of here! Get the hell out of here! Cut him off! Ban him! Mark Vientos for Dominguez, who's done nothing in the major leagues yet? Pipe down over there.
I say no to.
Now, by the way, you have every right to. That's your prospect. That's your guy. You believe in him.
He hasn't had a full season yet. We have no idea.
That's the worst idea I've heard. Hey, you can come up with 10 more Met Yankee trade ideas that make more sense than that garbage. Give me a break.
Mark
Vientos. Oh, you got one?
Yeah.
Aaron Judge.
Swap leadoff hitters. Francisco Lindor for Trent Grisham.
Shut your mouth.
I'll do it. I'll do that.
Would you? Aaron Judge for Juan Soto. I wouldn't do that, by the way. I would not do that. I wouldn't do it as a Met fan. The age. I got too many years, man.
I don't know if a Yankee fan would be excited about it either.
No, of course not.
He feels like damaged goods.
Yeah, you just had him. But I would say no to that. That's the other thing, Met fans. Joe in Clark, New Jersey. Joe is a great caller to WFAN. Called up Joe and I a lot back in the day. And I follow him on Twitter. I don't know why. And I don't respond to many people.
Yeah.
But Joe in Clark wrote last night, and I had to respond. The Mets have scored 26 runs in the last 2 days. Guess how many runs Juan Soto has knocked in? Zero. !!
He had zero RBIs?
Well,
he was 0-for-3 yesterday, so I know that.
And even in the Washington series where he hit, he hit very well. He didn't have any RBIs.
Yeah, 4 hits in those games?
Like 5-for-12, something like
that. Right.
So I wrote the answer that every Met fan should have to that. Who cares? Mm. Are you a fan of Juan Soto or a fan of the Mets? Well, like, I'm going to Citi Field tonight.
Mets.
Juan Soto can go 0-for-5 with 5 strikeouts if it means the Mets are going to win. I could give a rat's patoot about the stats of individual guys. I want my team to win. Now, would I like to see Juan Soto get hot eventually? Yes. Will he? Yes. I'm not concerned. But the idea of saying, we keep winning. We're 21-9, but that loser hasn't driven any. Who cares?
Eventually, he's going to be the reason that you're continuing to win.
Well, yes, that's
how you have to look. It's the only way to look at it.
The way to look at it is this is a good thing.
Right.
It's actually a good thing that the Mets are winning despite Juan Soto not doing much. Now, the Mets keep winning, and it leads to a question that we will have answered in the next 10 minutes. Every day here on Evan and Tiki, we ask Sal Licata if the NL East is over. We will get our Sal Licata NL East is over update coming up right after Sean's Cinco de Five-O.
The NL East is over!
We also have a long list of food items that may be tried tonight at Citi Field, and we'll get back to your phone calls. The New York Knicks series lead is down to 3-2. The New York Yankees were murderers row last night. The New York Mets don't lose. Toll-free number is 888-808-1019.